three rare dragonfly species are in the path of the 321-mile-long petroleum pipeline proposed by Houston-based Enbridge Energy. So DNR Endangered Resources Specialist Andy Galvin says they're taking steps to save the little critter.
It's big that we have the potential to lose rare species, but in this case, the risk of losing them is very small. We've identified just a number of streams where this take might occur, and Enbridge has agreed to do a number of things to minimize that as much as possible. So one possibility is that there's no take whatsoever.
The snake-tailed dragonfly has been located on half a dozen of the 242 streams the pipeline will cross. Galvin says Enbridge will drill under those streams to avoid the bug, and that should be enough to get the pipeline permits.
It certainly wouldn't deny it because the authorization would allow the project to go forward. It's one of the things that a project like this has to kind of jump through in order to make sure that the environmental impacts that it might have are taken care of appropriately.
Even in the worst-case scenario, Galvin says the snake-tailed dragonfly will continue in other areas of Wisconsin. Construction of the line is expected to begin this fall. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.